Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. It's Thursday, and business coach Kyle Hendricks is here to teach you a lesson. You want to get promoted? Get motivated. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Kyle Hendricks. Kyle is from Wyoming, and his passion, what he is here to teach us on this Thursday lesson, is how to get promoted. His passion is helping people get promoted specifically in the retail sector, but his lesson is all about how to pump up your promotions. So before we get started, Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you know, we do start with a quote or a passage that's meaningful to our guests. Do you have something that's meaningful or inspirational to you?
Yes, I do. It goes, "Why, having been endowed, courageous heart of a lion, do we live as mice? We must look squarely into our own tired eyes and examine why we waste so much time sniffing at every distraction, why we cower at the thought of revealing our true selves to the world, why we scurry so quickly from conflict, and why we consent to play small." And that is from the book Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard.
And how do you connect to that?
I connect to that with, on the topic of promotions, making sure you're genuine with getting yourself out there and not being scared of revealing who you really are. When you reveal who you really are, it helps those who are in, you know, key decision-making positions understand who you are, and helps make that decision easier for them when it comes time to, you know, get yourself promoted.
How did this passion start for you?
It actually started at my first management role, which is at a McDonald's. I was 18. And I talked my way into a management position. And the first material that came across to me and their manager and training program, I was hooked on the leadership material they provided. And after that, I got the passion to keep learning and keep moving up. And I moved to a couple of different other companies, but that passion has continued to stay with me.
You know, one of my first jobs, it was really my second job, was also McDonald's. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like kids, because I started working there the day I turned 16, which you have to be 16 to work there when I was that age. And so the day I turned that age was my first day there. And I went from working at a movie theater to running across the street and doing that. I've always been such a worker. But I feel like a lot of teenagers who start in that environment, I don't know, they just seem to be really go-getters and just really driven.
Yeah, and one of the first things that I learned that kicked off that passion, and it deals with being really good at making observations, and they have this motto there called "Put your aces in their places." And what it's about is really knowing each individual on your team and what they're capable of and what their opportunities are. So that first lesson for me, it really kicked off that obsession with developing my leadership skills.
So for the actual skill today, what would you say the actual skill is that we're discussing?
The actual skill is observation. I think that is key to having that in your leadership arsenal for sure.
And why is that important?
If you don't know how to observe every member on your team and figure out where their strengths lie and what opportunities you have, you can't develop them to be any better. And if your team doesn't get any better, then you're always going to stay in the same spot. And if you stay in the same spot, you know, there's no progress, and the team doesn't develop, and no one gets promoted. And it affects the overall business. So I really think it comes down to being able to have that skill of observation.
Okay, so I think the leaders need to be very observant, and then the workers need to know they're being observed. And you should always be on in your job, right?
Right.
Okay, so teach us this lesson today.
Yeah, so with observation, there's three key factors. And you have to be intentional with observation. And that's intentional in the direction you give, the information you pass on, the strategy you come up with your team. You have to be present. And this is another a big point with observation. So your team needs to see you're there mentally and physically, and that each decision you make is in the moment, and it's based on what's going on right now. And that's when it's most effective and gets your team rallied behind that. And then you have to be concise when you're making an observation. So when you communicate your observations back to those individuals or team, and then when you give feedback, you know, and when you're making adjustments to your strategy.
Okay, so if I'm on the other end now and I want to get promotions,
yeah,
what should I be doing?
You should be harnessing that skill of observation. One of the biggest things for me was just taking that first step and having those difficult conversations with people around you, because it's one thing to make an observation, but it's another to close the loop, if you will, and actually take action on those observations. One of the biggest things that people struggle with is having difficult conversations after they've made an observation. So if you go up to someone and say, hey, I noticed this is going on while you were taking care of that, you know, do you feel like you have the skills to perform at the level you should be? And what can I do to make you better? So it's really just taking that first step and, you know, not being afraid of what's going to happen during that difficult conversation.
Okay, so I think I get what you're saying here too, is that if you are in a leadership position and you are making observations and you are confronting these observations in a very professional manner, I mean, not aggressively, but you're having that difficult conversation with the employees under you, then the management above you is going to see that you are a good leader. They're going to see that you're able to get the most out of your employees, and then you will be promoted.
Exactly. And that's what it starts with. There's another three key factors, and this is what's always been told to me every time I wanted to get promoted. You've got to be good at what the company's measuring. You've got to be good at what standards they're looking at. And you've got to be ahead of the curve as far as changes. So are you the first one to implement change that they have coming up? Or are you one of the people that's running away from that change and that's not helping the company move forward? And that all of that comes down to being able to have the skill of observing things around you.
You know, I think that can be really difficult sometimes too, staying ahead of the curve of changes. I mean, I come from the land of education where every time there's, you know, a new person in office who comes up with a new plan and we have to make all these changes and everybody gets so invested. And then for what? Next thing you know, for this 2-year period, it's everything. We have to do everything just right. And then all of a sudden it peters out and everything that was so important isn't anymore. And then next thing you know, somebody else comes in and new changes are made. And so I think that's true in every workplace, that it's hard to keep that momentum going. But if you want to get promoted, you have to just constantly be on board with what the company wants, right?
Right. And I can tell you, I mean, you're talking about 2 years for the educational space. In retail, sometimes you're talking about things that change every 90 days. And that it's really hard to get a team rallied around something you were talking about 90 days ago. That's now, well, you know, that's not on our radar anymore. So we're going to move on to this.
Exactly. That can be frustrating. But I mean, the bottom line is if I look at what I'm doing with my business, I have to say that I make changes frequently. I change direction. You know, my techniques are updated. So I could see now as I'm doing this business, if I had somebody working for me, I'd be like, no, we're not doing it like that anymore. We're going to do it this way. And I could see how they might get frustrated when, you know, I would say, no, we have to do it this way first.
I think it comes down to just people settle and they get comfortable. I'm not going to use the word lazy or anything like that because people aren't lazy. They want to get used to a routine. They want to get used to knowing what's going to happen next. And when you take that element away, you know, it's a level of shock and surprise. And as a leader, you've got to be able to observe that as well again and help them make those adjustments and let them know how you're making that same adjustment, because they're not alone in that and they need to know that as well.
I think those people who want to be promoted are the best candidates for all of these. And as a leader, your greatest struggle is those people who don't want to be promoted.
Right.
They just want to keep doing what they're doing every day and kind of, you know, stay under the radar.
And that's another difficult conversation. And you just need to have it with them and say, hey, look, I've observed and I know that you want to stay right where you are. But if you want me to help you, then help me. And you've got to be comfortable with everything that's going on, so that I can help you stay here and be the best at this position, because you, this is what you want. But, you know, in return, this is what I have going on and this is what I want. So let's see how we can work together and accomplish both things.
So what resource would you recommend people read or look into that discusses promotions or being that observant leader?
I would suggest Intentional Living by John Maxwell. And you know, that covers everything on a general basis, but it really gets you started thinking about how you're being intentional and observant in your day-to-day life. You know, what are you looking at around you when you're at work? You know, how are you communicating with people? Are you just there and then you just go home? Or are you actually intentional about everything you do during the day? When I read that book, it kind of brought everything together for me. Because I have bits and pieces of what he talks about, but it brought it full circle. And it really connected the dots for me about being intentional and being observant and, you know, right there in the moment.
I think it's about shifting your perspective.
Yes, it is.
If you shift your perspective and you see that these other things are possible for you, because I don't think everybody thinks when they start a position that they could end up being the manager or the VP. I don't think everybody knows that. It's capable for everybody.
And you know, the other hard thing, and I like how you mentioned, you know, not everybody thinks that. For the longest time, I would even tell my wife, you know, I come home frustrated because I'm trying to teach these people what I know, and they don't want to get promoted, right? But we've got to work together. And she would constantly remind me, you know, they're not you. And you really have to take that into account. They don't have the same goals that you do, and not that those are wrong, but that's not what they want to do. So you've got to remember that they're not you, and you have to be able to work through that and around it.
And for my listeners today, we have listeners out there who, you know what, they don't want to be promoted. They want time in their lives to do other things. But today's episode is really focused for those people who are go-getters in the workplace, and they want to move forward. And they're thinking to themselves right now, my husband and I have been married since I was 19 years old and he was 25, and he started working at his job. He's still there. He's been there since he was 25 and he's 53, you know?
Yeah.
He never saw himself in the position that he's in now, but I did. So the thing is, I have listeners right now who are saying to themselves, wait, you mean I could be my manager one day? Yes, you can. You absolutely can. This part of the show is Motivate Me, Express to Success, because I believe to get people to act, Kyle, they need to first envision it for themselves, which is one of the things we're talking about here, and then explore what it would take, and then execute a plan. One thing, like we just said, is envisioning yourself in that role, because so many people don't. And I would think that with these promotions, in the exploration process might come different requirements like education. Let's see what you have to say here. For people to envision being that observant leader that leads to a promotion, what should they envision their daily life being like?
They should envision it as intentional. What are the first things that you do when you come in? What happens before lunch? What happens after lunch? What happens before you go home? Having that plan in place, and I can tell you just an example for myself. I had the goal at 18 years old that I was going to hit a store manager position by 26. And I envision that every day. What are the tools that I need? What are the things I should be reading? Who should I be listening to? Who should I be connecting with? And you've got to envision that until it becomes a physical reality. And without that in place and believing in that, no matter what comes up, you know, it's just not going to happen by accident. You've got to have that picture in your mind every day.
Now, did that happen for you?
It did.
All right. Right on target?
Yeah.
Did you?
Right on target.
Really? Awesome. See, I believe that you can map your brain. I believe that you believe it, you see it, your body works for it, the universe gives it back. I'm a firm believer in that.
Definitely. So am I.
To explore then, what comes next?
To explore, you've got to be motivated. I've heard and read about this time and time again. You know, motivation's only going to come from yourself when you make that decision. And when I made that decision and I put my foot down and I just said, you know, no matter what, even if I have to change companies, which I did to make that happen for me, then I'm going to do it because that's my goal. And I had to bring that motivation out of myself and envision it in my mind and put it to work. And once you put it to work, I mean, things will happen for you. Even when you feel like it's not going to, or they're not going to notice me, they're not going to promote me at this age, they're not going to do that for me. I tell you what, when you put your foot down and put that motivation out there and get to work, then, you know, it can't get in your way. It can't stop you. You know, fear won't catch up with you either when you work that hard. So you've got to motivate yourself.
That's awesome. And, you know, the thing is that companies like young, fresh talent.
They do.
You know, they like that energy. And they like, with technology the way it is, they love when people come in and they have this great knowledge of technology. Of course, they don't like people who, you know, think they're entitled and didn't earn. Like, you worked hard. You can hear that you worked hard. You're not just saying, right, I have a degree in it, now I want this. You're not saying that. You're saying, get in, do the work, don't hold yourself back.
Yeah, and connect with whoever you got to connect with and ask questions. And that's the other biggest thing. Let it be known that that is your goal. As soon as I did that and I quit keeping it for myself, you know, I had my little books and motivation stuff and I kept everything to myself at 19 and I'm like, I'm going to do this, but nobody knew about it, then nothing happened for a while, you know? So once you put that out there too and say, hey, look, this is what I want to do. You tell the key decision makers, your upper management, market level, whatever that looks like, and say, this is what I want to do. What do you need from me so I can get there?
And just make sure it's not after a couple cocktails and you're like, I'm going to have your job in 2 years. I've seen that happen and he's still not there.
Yeah. No, do not do that.
Don't do be that cocky after, about it.
Yeah. Do that after a leadership meeting, you know, when everyone's there and that's what the focus is on, you know, grab their attention after that meeting and say, hey, even for me, it started as a simple conversation of this kind of information inspired me and I have this goal. And you can even be honest with it and say, I don't know how to get there, but this is what I want to do. And you'll find that, you know, 9 times out of 10, those people are so excited when you want to learn.
Yeah, because it shows that you're loyal to their company.
Oh, yeah. And they give you all kinds of resources after that happens. Yeah, I had books given to me. And sometimes people think, too, that you have to, you know, make a huge investment to get those people to notice you as far as, like, developing yourself and spending a lot of money and doing different things. And, you know, sometimes it just comes down to a conversation, and that's how you get those resources.
So that sounds like you just gave really great advice on how to execute your plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Let it be known. Talk to the right people. Be humble about it. Work hard and be the kind of person they want to promote. You know, something else you said, though, was about leaving your job to get a promotion. And I have to say that in my husband's business, I see that a lot. And not just his business, a lot of different companies, you have to go move out to move up. And you move up a lot faster when you do that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen it. And I think it comes down to a case-by-case basis. For me, at the time that company was going through a restructure, and my window of opportunity closed very fast, and they weren't growing. And I moved to a company that, you know, is growing, and the window of opportunity is huge. Again, I'm working on a way to get promoted again, and I have another timeline. I have other resources I'm using. And that's another key when you get promoted too. You can't settle where you are. You know, that's just psychologically, you will unmotivate yourself if you settle where you are again after you've hit a goal. You've got to have another one set up right after that because it'll keep you going.
I'm sure you have a timeline in mind based on usually they have people in this position for about this period of time. Not to say you have to stay for that whole period, but you know, once they put you in a position, they want you to learn it. They want you to get, you know, that notch in your belt. And it usually takes maybe 2 years or 3 years, right?
Right. And the thing about it is, even in my space, you know, you can do it in 6 to 8 months if you want to.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. So what kind of closing advice do you have here for everybody?
Yeah, my closing advice is, you know, fear is an indicator that you don't know something. It's not there to hold you back. It's there for you to take notice, and taking action on your observations will help that fear go away because it means that you're educating yourself. And the more you know, the less that fear has a grip on, you know, what's going on for you. And it won't have time to catch up with you because you're constantly learning. So just know that fear is an indicator that you don't know something, and that when you educate yourself, that fear will go away.
And having those difficult conversations, and you have had more of them, and you're probably way better at it than I am. I'm a little emotional. I get a little emotional is the best word. Emotional, not meaning like I want to cry. In order to communicate with difficult conversations, you need to be able to emotionally detach yourself. And so I am still learning how to do that. You have had more practice in your role. So once you start doing that more frequently with people, you start seeing, I believe, the habits of people, the personalities of people. Certain people are going to respond a specific way. And then you begin to be able to manage them better, right?
Oh, most definitely. I can tell you with my experience, I can see that conversation before it happens now.
Right, exactly. And which helps you not take it so personally. I think that's when I say I'm sensitive and emotional, I think that's what it is. I do take things personally, although I'm getting much better.
Yeah, and you can take it personally. The way I take it now, and I mean this personally by looking at myself and saying, well, what didn't happen that's causing this? You know, how could I have influenced that better? And I'll ask that question too. You know, what tools didn't I provide, or what can I do for you to help you be successful?
I think that is more taking responsibility than taking it personally.
Yeah, but you know, taking responsibility can be taken as taking it personally too, because sometimes that person will come back and say, well, you know, don't take this personal. It's not your fault. It's just something that I struggle with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. So. Okay. So you know what? I'm going to make you a part of our private Facebook group, which is Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. And I know you do coaching around this for people. So what contact information do you have? How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. The best resource is my website. It's brickandmortarleadership.com. And that's my coaching business is Brick and Mortar Leadership. And then I'm also on Facebook, Kyle Hendricks. I'm on LinkedIn, Kyle Hendricks. So those are the three best ways to get in touch with me.
How cool is that last name, by the way?
Oh, I love it.
It's almost as cool. I'm going to tell you, it's almost as cool as somebody else's last name I saw on Facebook yesterday. And I sent it to my daughter and I said, name envy. Sometimes life just isn't fair. The last name was Mick Sparkles. I'm sorry. That is the best last name I've ever seen. Hendricks, definitely a second.
Yeah, I used to have, in high school, I had a math teacher who would start singing Purple Haze down the hallway every time I saw him.
That would have been me. I used to teach high school. So, okay, this is the end of the show. This is where we give everybody a go do. So what do you think they should go do right now today to get started in this direction?
I think they should just take that first step and you know, put their observation skills to work and start honing them, and just being intentional about what's around them and having those difficult conversations. You know, the only way to do any of this stuff is it's like a Band-Aid. You just got to rip it off. So the go-do would definitely be, you know, how to making those observations and seeing how you can make a difference, you know, who you can help and make the most impact and just going for it.
So leaders, be observant, have those hard conversations. And if you are the employee, look at your leaders, look at your company, be observant. What do they want? How can you give it to them so that you can get those promotions as well?
Exactly.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much, Kyle. It was great meeting you.
Hey, you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's the end of the show, everybody. Please make sure you remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.